storms are showing up right now on the dual Doppler 5000 radar. What to expect tonight and the wetter day coming this weekend.
A local high schooler stabbed on campus is fighting for her life tonight. What a police chief is sharing about how students jumped in to help. A Raleigh man arrested for smearing fake blood and oil on a priceless art display in Washington, D.C.
We need to disrupt the public in order to wake people up.
We spoke with him about why he believes his action is helping bring awareness to the climate crisis.
Right now at 7 o'clock, we have showers and storms popping up across our area. Some could become severe.
We're under a level one risk, and that's why we issued a WREL weather alert day, and we're already seeing some lightning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. As we take a look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar, you see the colors back there, lots of green, some of those reds and yellows too, where things are getting a little stronger. Strong winds, even hail possible with this system.
Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WREL Severe Weather Center tracking this threat, followed by another one later this weekend. Kat?
Spring is severe weather season in North Carolina, of course, but we're tracking some thunderstorms that have popped up around the triangle. I want to point out there's a boundary really from the triad, Greensboro over into Raleigh and up toward Elm City and Rocky Mountain. That's what these thunderstorms are just riding along right now from west to east, moving at about 30 miles per hour. We do have heavy rain in Wake County, especially North Raleigh, headed over toward Rollsville and Wendell, and even some lightning there. So let's take a look at how much lightning we have seen from this system so far. It's been about 9 strikes within the past 15 minutes. That number has come down a little bit over the past half hour. Looking at the dual Doppler 5000 radar zoomed in, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning in Guilford County for Greensboro. We're going to be tracking that storm as it heads our way. Some heavy rain coming down in northeastern Wake County right now, perhaps some small hail. We're starting to see some purple showing up, and that's indicative of just some small hail in the area. This severe storm in Greensboro should be around Durham by 8:30 p.m. Oxford, just before 8:45, if it's able to hold together. The threats there, damaging wind and hail. Future cast continues to show this boundary of storms pushing from west to east throughout the next couple of hours. We've got some storms around 9, 10 o'clock. After that, the intensity should die down, and by the time we get to midnight, the radar should be clear tonight. But we have another threat for severe weather on Sunday. I'll outline the timing for this round and what makes the risks different coming up.
A lot to keep watching. Thank you, Kat. You can track this threat with our WREL weather app. Get alerts and radar right on your phone. It's free wherever you get your downloads.
I'm Mark Boyle in the WREL Live Center. Let's take you outside right now. Right now, the storm tracker is out in Cary. The roads are absolutely wet. The heavy downpours have moved off in this specific location right now, but you can see the glistening there on the roads. We are seeing some trouble spots as well. Taking a look at the traffic maps right now, here's RDU. So 40 inbound, this is near Page Road. A crash right there has been there for a little while, and you see the residual backups. We have a photo we can show you from the DOT cameras. Quite the mess out there. This is why we're seeing those delays. This fire truck has several lanes blocked off. The crash is on the other side, so they do have quite a bit of a work to do in front of them to get that off to the side and get the traffic back up and going again. We don't know the cause of that crash or if there are any injuries. Also, take you up to 540 right now, Capitol Boulevard. With this shot, you can see how it looks a little blurry. That's because the rain is coming down there. Kat was talking about the rains moving across the northern portion of the viewing area. Clearly, plenty of EMS and emergency vehicles out there right now, so traffic is going to be very slow in that area as well. We'll keep you up updated as the conditions change, as these storms continue to move through this evening. Back to you.
Messy end of the work week.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark. A high school student in our area is seriously injured after being stabbed by another student today. The situation unfolding at Pinecrest High School. The student accused in this stabbing has been detained, we know, and as WREL Shelly Jackson explains, in part because of the other students who jumped in to help.
Moore County schools say that stabbing happened right here in the auditorium parking lot.
The assault happened before classes started, around 8:45 a.m. Moore County Schools Police Chief Rodney Hardy says students jumped in to stop the juvenile suspect.
Suspect attempted to flee. Students began to restrict the movements of the people as the person as he was trying to leave. Campus.
The victim, another juvenile.
The young lady was transported by Moore County EMS and to First Help of the Carolinas in Pinehurst. And last I heard, she was in surgery.
I was just hoping for the best of her, hoping she was okay.
Families say they worry about their kid's safety and the young victim.
We're sad what happened today. We just got to you know, try to keep ourselves, keep our kids safe and make sure that they're, you know, protected at all times. And so it's just a sad situation. And all we could do is just pray for the ones involved.
Now, that victim was critically injured and flown to UNC Chapel Hill. The suspect was detained. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News.
Tomorrow, loved ones will say their final goodbyes to a 19-year-old girl who died in a car crash in Holly Springs. Isabel Cedeno graduated from Fuqua Arena High School. She took a gap year before planning to pursue her dreams of becoming an esthetician. Investigators say she was behind the wheel of this BMW last weekend when she lost control, ran off the road, and hit a minivan on Highway 540. Her funeral is tomorrow at St. Francis United Methodist Church in Cary. Major decisions today from North Carolina's state Supreme Court. Partisan gerrymandering is legal, the court's Republican majority says. That would let the General Assembly's GOP majority draw new election maps that favor Republican candidates, potentially helping Republicans keep control of the U.S. House of Representatives in the 2024 elections. Republicans on the state's high court also upheld North Carolina's voter ID law today, reversing a Supreme Court decision issued just last year before the November elections flipped control of the court from Democrats to Republicans. These are major wins for North Carolina Republicans who have fought for years to implement a photo ID requirement at the polls and to draw congressional and legislative maps as they see fit.
A Raleigh resident was arrested for defacing a priceless art display in Washington, D.C. in an effort to bring awareness to the state of the climate. This is some video you're seeing of this demonstration on a Facebook Live. We do know that the FBI is now investigating. And as WRL's Destiny Patterson reports, many people disagree about the effectiveness of this type of demonstration.
But I can't do my job unless I have a government.
This video was live streamed on the Declare Emergency Facebook page. It's an organization that aims to bring awareness to what they call a climate emergency. In it, you can see longtime Raleigh resident Tim Martin put in handcuffs. He and Joanna Smith smeared fake blood and oil on the Edgar Degas Little Dancer statue case.
A strong symbolic message to get other parents talking about how we are going to protect the future health and safety of our children.
The local architect says museums like the National Gallery of Art are sacred places.
We need to disrupt the public in order to wake people up.
Is that the best approach? And if you think so, why?
I mean, it's an evolving process.
The director of the National Gallery of Art called the incident an attack on the sculpture. She said in part, quote, "We unequivocally denounce this physical attack on one of our works of art. The safety and security of our staff and visitors and of our collection remain our highest priority." The most recent national data shows a 49% increase in the direct warming influence of human-produced greenhouse gases since 1990. Walter Robinson has studied climate change for at least two decades.
And I understand the urgency, and I share the sense of urgency.
Do you think that that will actually elicit change?
So, probably not.
While Martin is now facing charges, he says it's his responsibility to call attention to the climate crisis. Destiny Patterson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Also, the ultimate goal, we were told, was to get President Joe Biden to declare a climate change emergency. The group also wants the halting of all fossil fuel extraction and infrastructure that's built on federal and indigenous lands.
Still ahead, they say their son's death shows how serious mental health issues can hide in plain sight. Hear from the parents of an NC State student who died by suicide this week and the resources the university is offering students in the wake of student deaths. Plus, the local ties to these rehabilitated sea turtles now back in their natural habitat off the coast. And as we head to break, let's take a live look at downtown Raleigh. Via the Dorothea Dix cam, you can see those ominous clouds off into the distance, and they're moving fast throughout the sky. Kat will be back with a look at your forecast for tonight in just a minute.
Tonight, we are learning more about Ben Salas, one of two NC State students who died by suicide within 24 hours this week. The 21-year-old was on the riflery team, dreamed of one day competing in the Olympics. WRL's Keenan Willard shows us how Salas's parents are reacting to this sudden loss of their son and how the university is working to support students.
NC State had counselors available for students here on campus today in the wake of two more suicides impacting this community. The parents of Ben Salas say they don't know what the answer is for student mental health, but it's clear something has to change.
Seven NC State students have taken their own lives since August. The two most recent deaths coming Wednesday night and then Thursday morning. The parents of one of those students are sharing how they'll remember him.
I don't know what we missed, if we missed anything at all. There weren't any red flags. There weren't any indicators that, you know, he was going down the decision path he was going.
Everything was so on track.
We had, you know, he had big plans.
Tony Salas says his son Ben had many friends and was known for his laugh. A lifelong athlete, Ben was named MVP of the NC State riflery team on Monday night. 2 days later, his body was found by Lake Raleigh on NC State's Centennial campus. Ben had died by suicide.
We're just shocked. We're shocked and we're confused and we're devastated. And we're forever changed.
Salas's parents say he had long-term goals. He was transferring to West Virginia University to keep pursuing riflery, aiming to one day compete for Team USA in the Olympics. His parents say Ben had access to mental health resources at NC State, including mandatory sessions with a team psychiatrist. They say their son's death shows how serious mental health issues can hide in plain sight.
We were involved. We were heavily involved. I talked to my son every other day. I talked to him 2 hours before he took his own life when he said he was fine. You know, we looked for clues. You know, we asked pressing questions.
Counselors will be on State's campus Monday afternoon to offer students support. Salas's parents say they weren't aware of the uptick in student suicides this year until they lost Ben. They're not sure what the university should do to address it.
There's something that is affecting these kids and making them feel like they have no other option. And that is, you know, that is the key in trying to figure that out.
As they prepare to lay their son to rest, they're already planning ways to help his name live on.
We want to figure out how to get involved and, you know, maybe set up a foundation in Ben's name.
Keenan Willard, WRL News.
We should mention, if you or someone you know is in crisis, you can dial 988, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And for a list of crisis counseling and county-by-county resources for you here at home in North Carolina, you can go to WRL.com. Just search Get Help. We should also say there is a recent death investigation at UNC Chapel Hill of a student. WRL has learned a student passed away at the Thomas Ruffin Jr. Residence Hall last week. The UNC police crime log showing that death investigation call came in at 8:30 last Friday morning. It is not yet clear how the student died. University officials say there is no threat to the community. A ceremony on the Capitol grounds today honored the memories of people who died on the job. The event marked International Workers' Day with the ringing of the bell you hear. That bell sounded 179 times this morning, one for each person in North Carolina who died on the job in 2021. This observance also honored those injured in the workplace. Union members and community leaders used the occasion to call for stronger safety protections for workers in North Carolina.
It has been a day of firsts for the Carolina Panthers' number one overall pick. A big welcome for Bryce Young in Charlotte today by team owner David Tepper and the Panthers fans for the first time. Young signed autographs, took pictures, even pounded the drum. He said he was grateful for all of it, but there was still one moment that stood out.
It was just getting that phone call and being able to share that moment with my parents and with my family. You know, that's, again, that's something you dream of. And, you know, it feels so, right when you start the process, it always felt like something that was so abstract and so far of actually being able to hear your name called and get that phone call and share that moment. And, you know, for so long it felt, you know, so out of reach. And for us, it's a finally come to fruition yesterday. And to be able to have that moment with my parents and with my family there, it meant the world to me.
Soon it will start to sink in that all this is really happening. Young said he's excited for the growth he's about to experience as a Panther. Well, let's take a live look now at Kansas City ahead of round two of the NFL draft kicking off. WREL's Gerald Owens is there. Look for coverage at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WREL. This week, four rehabilitated sea turtles made their way back into the ocean at the North Carolina coast. The North Carolina Aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores had been nursing those little turtles back to health. Students from Duke University helped out, too. Officials first found the turtles on the North Carolina shore last month. The vets checked them out. Then they spent a few weeks recovering at the aquarium. The turtles could go back into the wild because they are the right age. Woo! And this area is still their natural habitat this time of year.
Getting back home.
It's like, I'm ready.
Yeah, he was ready. Let's check back in with meteorologist Kat Campbell. She's keeping an eye on all this weather that's been moving through. How are things standing now, Kat?
Well, this picture really tells the story. We've got storms in the eastern part of Wake County, sunshine in the western part of the county. It's really split depending on where you live right now. A live look from our WREL Tall Tower camera. When you look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar, the bulk of this activity has really been from the triangle just north this afternoon. We haven't seen any activity in the Sandhills or Fayetteville. We're going to watch this boundary right through here, almost right along I-40 for these storms to move along. And it's moving along a weak front that's passing through. So let's zoom in on Wake County. The rain is clearing out of Raleigh, just a few sprinkles across Wake County. Aside from Wendell up toward Knightdale, this is where we do have some stronger storms moving through the area. And these are continuing to push east closer to Middlesex, just north of Bailey. And they're on a trajectory to eventually impact Rocky Mount. Rocky Mount seeing a different storm right now. Things have quieted down, though, for Chapel Hill and Durham. Just a little sprinkle just on the west side of Chapel Hill. But Greensboro still seeing some thunderstorms moving through. That severe thunderstorm warning expired at 7:15. It doesn't look like it's going to be reissued as of right now, but we're going to be monitoring it closely as it moves into our viewing area. We keep in a chance for scattered storms tonight through about 10, perhaps 11 o'clock, but I think things are going to be ramping down or winding down, I should say, by 11 o'clock after midnight. Things are quiet on the radar, but we do expect some fog to develop through early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow ends up being a beautiful day. Make the most of it while you can. Through 8 o'clock, things are nice and quiet, but late tomorrow night, we begin to see a chance for rain return, and there's likely to be a couple of rounds of rain and storms that move through on Sunday. It looks like the first one could come in the morning with rain, kind of like what we saw today, and then during the afternoon, we see these thunderstorms develop, and these have a greater potential of being severe. Damaging wind gusts, hail possible through the evening with these, and the big difference between Sunday setup and this evening setup, we have more ingredients in the atmosphere that we would need for rotating thunderstorms. So we're going to keep an eye on the potential for an isolated tornado. It's not a high risk or anything like that, but it is a threat that we have on Sunday. So we'll keep an eye on that for you, and you should download the WREL weather app to stay up to date on any severe weather notifications. For tonight, patchy fog develops once the storms clear out. Could be locally dense early tomorrow morning. When you wake up, it may look gray outside with some of the fog around, but it's partly cloudy by the time we get to the afternoon. So just hold out hope. It ends up being a beautiful day. 80 degrees our forecast high. Sunday, a WREL weather alert day due to the threat for severe weather. And then we get a nice little break Monday through Thursday of next week. We've got some sunshine on the way and quieter weather.
I'll focus on that. I'm going to focus on the good parts and ignore the rain that's going to be falling a few of those days. Kat, yeah. Thank you.
Well, still ahead, some fun things are on tap in the Triangle this weekend. We're going to run through some options for you and your family coming up. Students and staff at Garner Magnet High School celebrated Wake County's 2023 Teacher of the Year this morning.
Very nice. Some video from the event. Terry Hennings was given this honor at a ceremony last night. There he is. He's excited about it. The Air Force veteran has taught civic literacy and African American studies at Garner Magnet High School since 2017. Hennings says his Air Force background helps him to connect with students and form some meaningful bonds when it comes to culture and race. What an honor. Congratulations to him.
Mark Roberts handing over the keys to a Tahoe. Yeah, not bad, right?
Centennial Campus and NC State will turn a certain shade of purple tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, dedicated runners and walkers will lace up their shoes for the annual Purple Stride Run Walk event. This is video from last year's successful Purple Stride. The event raises money for pancreatic cancer research. WRL's Ken Smith returns as MC for tomorrow's event. Registration is set for 2. The race gets underway at 3. You can find more at pancan.org. Well, it's one of the biggest weekends of the year in downtown Fayetteville.
A lot of fun. The Dogwood Festival gets started tonight with its Cork and Fork food and wine event. The festival's official kickoff comes tomorrow night with music and carnival rides, food vendors right there on the Midway. The festival will continue for 2 full days of fun, Saturday and Sunday, including a concert from Buck Cherry and Lit on Saturday night and the ultimate Michael Jackson experience. That is Sunday night. Hey, let's take a live look outside. It looks like the Bulls dodged a little bit of the weather tonight. The DBAP is filling up with fans. They've taken the field. The Bulls playing the Memphis Redbirds.
They're going to play them again tomorrow night as the Bulls celebrate Star Wars night. Coaches and players will be wearing special jerseys featuring Baby Yoda. These are pretty cool.
Oh,
there will also be visits from several Star Wars characters. Hey, check it out. The first pitch is at 6:35 tomorrow night.
I can already hear my kids asking for one of those.
Take us. Well, a movie shot in North Carolina hit theaters today.
It's the Lionsgate feature adaptation of Judy Blume's classic novel, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. It was shot in downtown Monroe in 2021. The film follows a sixth grader who's questioning everything about life and searching the universe for whatever answer she can find. The movie has some big names. Rachel McAdams is in it. Kathy Bates is in it as well. So, I mean, this is a real deal movie with movie stars in it. So it should be exciting to see how it turns
out.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight here on WRL.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WRL. Have a great night.
Watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.